Buckle up, Buttercup. Live from Gloucester, Massachusetts. Podcasting around the world.
Around the world.
You're listening to the Gloucestercast Podcast, a production of Joey Shimataro and Good Morning Gloucester Media. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the show with your host, Joey Shimataro, and his crew of merry castaways. No piping plovers will be intentionally harmed in the production of this podcast.
All right, we're live. Good morning, Gloucester. We are here at the Cape Ann YMCA, joined by Irina.
Good morning.
Did I get it right?
Happy New Year.
Is it Irina?
You did. Irina.
Irina. I have messed it up 1,000 times today.
I've
been corrected.
Not a runner.
I know you, so I should get it. And it's just, it's embarrassing. But we're here a very special day because it's like all this positive energy. We have our good Faye. Just come in for a second. Faye's going to come in. We're going to talk to Faye.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Faye is one of our favorite people from Shore Nutrition. Ariana's back there. And they're doing a pop-up today here at the Cape Ann YMCA. And we're kind of globbed on because we're all good, such good friends. But we're going to talk to Irina about stuff that's happening at the Y, which is just, as we've said before a million times, just such a gift to the city and the community. And while you're here, you can get a power tee. If you haven't had a power tee yet, I have personally, it's not just about weight loss, because I know you're going to correct me. But I've gone from 212 to 190, and this is part of my daily routine here. I get one of these power tees. I am energized. It fills me up, and I don't. We have a flyer, Jim. You don't have to put it up there. Pat's going to post it.
Okay.
Right there. Once she gets a chance. You got it, Pat? Or you want me to? There you go. And you're going to be here till.
We're going to be here till 2 o'clock today, serving our meal replacement shakes and our power teas.
All right.
So it's all about lifestyle change. That's what Shore Nutrition is about.
There you go. All right. We're going to talk to you in a little bit.
Okay.
Thank you, Faye. Irina, it's been a minute since we've been here.
Yeah.
My work schedule doesn't permit, but yesterday was my first day off, and as fate would be, I get to hang out with some of my favorite people here at Shore Nutrition.
So I hope we get to see you more now that you have a little time.
Yes, I am. I've been doing, in-home things. You have this app.
Yes.
It's the 360 app.
Yes.
It's like all these free classes.
Yeah.
And I've been taking advantage of that.
That's so good to hear that you're doing that.
Look how svelte I am.
A lot of people work really hard to make that happen.
Yeah. So as a part of your membership here, they have this whole online,
YMCA 360 or Y 360.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, there's so many different programs. If you're at home or if you're not as mobile and you want to, or if you don't feel comfortable working out in front of other people, you can really take advantage of these great programs.
Yeah, all kinds of different workouts.
Yeah. So what's new with the Y? What should people know about?
So first of all, we just ushered in 2024 in collaboration with the Gloucester 400 Plus group. We had our New Year's Eve, the ball dropped at 8 p.m., which was perfect for people that like to wake up early, right? And the kids.
They had under the bus play, right?
Yeah, kicked off the bus. They were so good. We want to hire them again to kick off summer camp. They were great. It was so fun and it was so perfect with the light show and families there. But anyway, in terms of what's new with the Y, first of all, something that is new and exciting is this collaboration with Shore Nutrition. We've been very much a community-focused organization since the beginning, and I really want to start seeing more pop-ups like this. Folks, you got to support Shore Nutrition so that we can convince them to come back. Because we want to do a lot more collaborations with small local businesses, and then Good Morning Gloucester, of course, is another one. And the other thing that I'm thinking about in particular right now is this is the year of talent. So we've got new leadership, a lot of new leadership in aquatics. We really want to build a lot of excitement around swimming because, you know, we live in a coastal area. There's lots of areas to go swimming, and we need people to be safe. So it's particularly important for kids. So we really want to build a world-class swim team. That's one of our big goals this year. Wait,
there isn't a swim team here?
No,
currently not a swim team.
Not yet.
Just the high school program.
Just the high school program.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you work together, kind of?
Yeah, I mean, we try to recruit lifeguards out of them.
Yeah.
Because we can't open the pool without lifeguards. But yeah, no.
Wait, so right now, currently, do you need lifeguards?
We do.
So, okay, are you listening? I mean, what's a better job? And I bet if you work here as a lifeguard, you probably have I'm not guaranteeing anything, but what's a better job than being a lifeguard on Good Harbor Beach? So you start here, you probably have a little leg up in getting into the city program.
Absolutely. We work with the city. We collaborate with the city to train lifeguards. You know, lifeguards can work here and at the beach. They're very different environments, so it's nice to get a break from, you know, the beach situation and come here and be in our pool.
What are the pool times? I mean, there's some people that will say, well, I don't want to go because if there's going to be a lot of kids, then I can't do my workout or anything. So is there any special?
Well, our pool is open as much as our Y is open. So we've got a lot of shifts available from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. every weekday. And then it's a little later on the weekend, 6:30 and 7 a.m. Saturday.
While we were here setting up, I was watching a lot of people coming out of the pool. They come here and get their
5 a.m. lap swimmers.
Yep. I was watching that.
Yeah.
How many people, since it's the new year,
The
new resolution, how many new members are coming in because it's all part of the resolution?
Well, right now we're at about 11,000 members. And just since the beginning of January, we're up by somewhere around 300 new members.
See. Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's the resolution. People say, I promise I'm going to do better.
I mean, I'm amazed I talked to local folks who haven't been in this Y. I thought everyone around Cape Ann has been in this Y, but there's still quite a few local folks who haven't
been
in.
Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. I love this area right here. We're in the little cafe, Shore Nutrition. If you're just joining us, Shore Nutrition is having a pop-up today. Our friend Faye and Ariana are back there. And get yourself a power tea. Perfect way to start out the day. I should mention, we're having a pop-up as well. I don't know if we could swing that camera around. Hold on. Nah, we'll talk about my stuff afterwards. But
you're wearing a shirt.
I know. Yeah, actually, I'm wearing one of the GMG shirts. We have vests. We have vests. We have a special on caps today. Any three caps. Caps are normally $25 to $27. Any three caps altogether, $60. Mix and match. And 10% of the proceeds of anything I sell today here are going back. We're going to donate it to the YMCA. So there's that. As what we like to do is we like to collaborate, right?
I gotta go shopping.
Gotta go shopping. I got some stuff. Yeah. No, I'm very proud of the line. I love the just like the blog and anything else that in photography or anything. I just love the creative process, like the design and everything. So
you know why we were here for the artist, plein air.
Yes.
That was remarkably run,
the Cape Ann
so well. I mean, the staff here, people came in, are you here for the plein air? They made it, and then people here to work out and swim. And so all these people come through the front door, and it was great. It was so well run. Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, right now there's probably been already about 400 people just coming in and out.
I've come through the doors today.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. You see the parking lot full, and somehow everyone fits in here. It's a big enough space so that it doesn't feel completely overwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't. Not once have I felt overwhelmed today. It's so well designed. I mean, the YMCA. Do you know the year it was founded?
Oh, it was one of the first YMCAs in North America.
No, I'm just saying in general, YMCA, the
yes. It was like almost 200 years ago, 1884.
So they've had a little bit of time to figure out what works. A little bit of time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a blueprint. I would say. So we haven't had you on since our new feature about our loofah segment. Do you have a loofah?
Oh, right, loofahs. Okay, fun question. Probably white.
She knows. She's on to us.
I don't know what the white one is.
She's on to us.
I don't know what the white one is.
So the loofah code when visiting the Villages, Florida's friendliest hometown, as far as the swinger guide, they hang the loofahs off their antennas. White means you are a novice and a beginner. So there
you
go.
Oh, fun. Okay. I'm definitely a novice pickleball player.
Oh, have you been playing?
No.
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 What's holding you back?
Time.
Busyness.
Yeah. I'm just also worried that all I'm going to want to do is play pickleball.
It's
you know?
Addictive.
Yeah, you've got to stay away from it.
It's very addictive. Yeah. This pickleball is here right now, and I can't wait to see, because I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see them come down here so we can have conversations with them.
Yeah, I'm going to go haul them over here.
Yeah. So. Any new plans for any pickleball activities here? Any pickleball call? I know you, did you have a tournament?
We haven't yet.
Oh.
Yeah.
How have you not had?
How have we not? I mean, that's still in the idea pipeline. I think we should.
I think we definitely should. I think we should have it. You know something? Now it's my slow time, and we have all this time to plan things.
Yeah.
I think we need to have the GMG inaugural pickleball tournament at the Cape Ann YMCA.
Let's do it.
Oh boy.
I mean, how can we not do it?
We have to.
We could broadcast it on top
that
of
that. That would be so fun.
Because we have such tremendous. Wi-Fi here, I know we can pull it off.
Yeah, there's gonna be some of our castaway members here that are gonna be.
Whoa. Yes. Any other programs going on? What's going on with the kids club? Can you explain that? Because just in case you've been on a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But like, I'd like to explain to parents, working parents, what opportunities are available here for families.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking that. So we have a number of different types of childcare. So our, you know, a lot of people know that we are at every local public school in Gloucester and Rockport. We offer licensed childcare for after school and then also in Rockport for before school. We also have our early learning center for the little ones. But in between that, if you're a member here, we have our kids club. So you can drop your child off for up to 2 hours and go work out, sit here in the cafe, get some work done, grab a smoothie, grab a coffee.
Mental wellness for the parents.
Yes. We see a lot of that happening.
Yeah.
2 hour break for a parent is...
No extra cost.
For no extra cost. I remember being a parent of a small child and saying, I would have paid $100 to like get a break at certain moments.
Yeah,
it's a lot,
right? Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, no one can. Anybody that has had children understands. Anybody that doesn't have children, and even if they're pregnant, they don't understand until they have children.
Right.
Like how valuable that is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can read all the books in the world, but it's not until you're really living it.
Yeah, that's right.
Then you really want to go to the kids club.
Yeah. So I mean. This is really fantastic. I just love the community spirit here. But anything else you want to talk about?
Well, as I mentioned, it's the year of talent. Our CEO, our leader, has really made a big emphasis in the last year to give a lot of raises, to focus on a lot of promotions, and just really focus on our team, our staff. We can't do anything without them, right? And so we really need to emphasize that we need to train, mentor, coach. So from my perspective, that's one of the biggest things I'm walking out of the gate for this year. We also want to innovate. So we have, you know, our typical programs. Junior Celtics is a big one. But we're starting to look for what other new things we could do, especially for those teens who come in here. You know, there's a lot of teens who come in here that are looking for something but haven't quite figured out what they like. So we're testing out boxing. I actually called, I think it's Gloucester Boxing the other day and asked them to collaborate. And they blessed the fact that one of their trainees, one of the kids that they trained up, is now going to be teaching here.
Oh, wow.
So we're just, you know, trying that out. We have a little bit of an area of what I call a sandbox, where you just test things out before really rolling them out.
Right.
So we're sandboxing that.
Yeah.
I also really want to get kickstarted with more dance in our health and wellness stuff. And as I said,
I know that David Calvo is doing salsa lessons. Maybe he would
yes,
elaborate.
Yes, he should talk to us.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our sandbox and aquatics, swimming. The joy of swimming, more kids safely swimming. That is the second biggest thing. Eventually, we will have another pool.
What do you mean?
Our why was really the initial part of phase one. We really wanted to have two pools. At some point in the future, we will have another pool. Not sure if it's next year or 5 years from now.
You're talking about outside?
Or in
this space here for another pool?
There is. Yes. We haven't determined exactly where yet once we launch phase two.
We're just breaking news right here.
Yeah.
Absolutely breaking news. That's tremendous. I love that.
So we'll see. But swimming is a huge focus for the Y, always has been. The Y invented swim lessons, like group swim lessons. We got to keep that momentum going.
As a little tot, the little peewee, what do you call them? There was the program.
Yeah.
And then you went to, in the summer, you went to Camp Spindrift, and you got your ribbon. You got your polywog or your, I forget the different levels. Right?
I don't know if they're still polywogs, but yeah, they probably are at Camp Spindrift. I don't remember all the different levels, but we'll have to go and ask one of the swim instructors.
The why for me was, it was such a instrumental part of my formative years, especially middle school, because when we were in middle school, that was the place that everybody went in our formative years, like kind of in that in-between years, kind of. And when you're really awkward and you really didn't have a place, the Y was the place.
Yeah.
And it really was a mentally for me, it was such a tremendous outlet in a time when you could feel isolated and alone. It was a place you could be safe and be with other teenagers, and like the bonding aspects of, you know, just shooting hoops at, like, you know, shoot around and pickup games. And then the pool or whatever it happened to be. And then, you know, some of the mentors that were around here just were really positive energy, positive forces. And I know that's been all the way through. Rick Dowsett and everybody else has fostered that kind of a community spirit. Sousa, what's his name? He's a DJ now. They're like, I know. With Tucker, David Tucker.
Yes, David Tucker.
Right.
We collaborate a lot with the City of Gloucester Department of Public Health.
Yeah.
David Tucker was our teen leader, and now he's working with the Public Health Department.
Yeah.
So.
But these were all just really good-hearted, solid people that are taking kids that may not have anything else to do and integrate them into doing really good things. So, I mean, I don't have to tell you. I'm just regurgitating everything, all the emotions that come to me from my past experiences with the YMCA here locally.
That's so great to hear. And did you learn how to swim at the Y?
Between the Y and at Niles Beach through the...
I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun walking on when they didn't really clear the beach of all the rocks, and you're a kid and you're like,
it's
awkward thing going down to the water. Yeah, and the water was always ice cold at Niles Beach. But you know what? It was a great thing, you know.
Is there anything new in the weight room area upstairs?
We are going to be getting new equipment this spring.
Wow.
So every 2 years we cycle through our major equipment.
Wow.
Most of our major equipment is leased. So we're able to, we're not completely changing all the options. These first couple of years have given us the opportunity to say,
see,
like,
what
people love, what we don't have enough
of,
certain type of bikes. So we'll be getting some new pieces in and then just getting, replacing, you know, equipment.
Wow.
It's such a no-brainer to be
here.
It's such an absolute no-brainer. It's so low cost. Family memberships are so inexpensive compared to any other options out there. And it's
And then
it just checks off every box.
And then come here and get Shore Nutrition.
And you get your Shore Nutrition.
I mean,
that's right.
We're going to have Faye come in. Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you so
us.
Much for having
we love
me.
You,
I've
got
to go shopping. And
I know you're going
pickleballers.
To pickleball. Now, if we don't see you in a little while, do we have to rescue you? Because you'll be out there playing.
It's so fun.
I know.
It's like big ping pong.
No, those guys will sucker you in. Listen, he's right.
Anybody that gets started on pickleball, it's the most sticky sport on the planet.
Because it's also what's happening on the bleachers. People are making friends. They're having business meetings. They're networking.
They really are,
so. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go grab them.
Go grab them.
All right, Faye, it's your turn.
Faye, let's go. Our buddy Faye holding down the fort over here.
Good morning.
Good
holding
morning.
Down the fort with
hey,
Ariana.
What's going on, kiddo?
Oh, my God. Happy New Year.
Now, you have to tell everybody right off the bat, you're still on Main Street.
Yes, definitely. We're still on 139 Main Street.
We heard a couple of people going by. Well, I hope they're not leaving Main Street.
Oh, no. We are there to stay.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
We're
got to make that clear.
Definitely. How's your tea this morning?
Fantastic. What am I drinking?
What did you order? Something pink.
Pinkberry, yeah.
Pinkberry.
Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something like that.
Sure,
it's not on our menu. Joey chose his own tea this morning.
You know. But we are huge, huge Shore Nutrition fans. We're going to be here till 2 p.m. today.
Yep, we're popping up here at the YMCA till 2 o'clock, serving our shakes and our power teas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ariana's helping out.
Yep, Ariana's back there helping out.
There she is.
She's peeking through.
You know, if you're coming by, you can even stop by. If you're on the road, stop in and come and get one.
If you're close by, if you're shopping in the plaza.
You don't need a membership to walk in the door to go get it.
Nope, you can come on in and have a shake and a tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, experience a new healthy lifestyle. That's what we're here for. So we're trying to promote that.
There couldn't be a better collaboration between the KPN YMCA and Shore Nutrition.
Yeah, we thought it was a great idea. So definitely, we're excited to be here.
And look at this. We got a customer, a potential customer.
Oh, look at that.
Morning.
How are you?
You want to talk about your GMG Sunrise.
Oh, gosh.
Big seller.
Yeah. Big seller. GMG Sunrise was made up by
Chris McCarthy. Man of
Who?
Chris McCarthy. The former Good Morning Gloucester celebrity.
Oh, Good Night Naples.
Good Night Naples.
Yeah, he went to
Good Night
Naples. Him and Ralph DiGiorgio. Taking over down there.
Now I remember who now.
I got to come up with something B, because he's really not a Naples guy. Ralph is the Naples guy. He's the Bonita Springs guy. So so it's BS, Bonita Springs.
Right.
So it's bullshit Bonita Springs. That's what we're going to... That's going to be his URL.
Okay.
I'll have to secure the domain.
Chris, are you listening to this?
This is why we're... Yeah.
BS Springs, what can we do? Everybody that's watching, if you come up with a name with a BS for Chris's new podcast from Bonita Springs, let us know.
Oh, goodness.
So any plans for the winter? What's going to happen?
Plans for the winter is just we're at Shore Nutrition, hopefully getting people on the right track for the new year. Anybody who has any health goals, want to lose weight, gain weight, just be healthy, stay on track for the whole year, we are there for you.
You know what? I always talk about the teas, which I love, and as I know you don't like to say it all the time, it has definitely helped me with my weight loss.
No, we know it does help with the weight loss. That's what we're there for.
But it also, if you're a weightlifter, there are shakes that can help you. Right?
Absolutely. So weightlifting, we have post-workout shakes that we also have at Shore. They're a whey-based protein. Our normal one that we carry, which is a full meal replacement, is a protein base. But they're generally made for keeping healthy, weight loss, and also weight gain. We also do pre-workout drinks, post-workout drinks with BCAAs in them. All kinds of boosts that we can put into our shakes and our teas. Collagen is a big seller right now. We have probiotics, and we also have immunity boosts that we put in it, especially great for... this year, keeping healthy.
Yeah.
So our best defense is our immune boost.
I love
people love that.
I love the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is a great breakfast shake. Yeah. It's awesome. It tastes almost
Reese's PB
just like
Cup.
It.
The Elvis. What?
The Elvis
is
peanut
that
butter.
With bananas?
Peanut butter and bananas. Yes. That was one of Elvis's favorite sandwiches. Yep. Classic. It's a very big seller.
One of my favorite parts about the Shore Nutrition experience is the mental clarity.
Absolutely. The NRG that's in there. We put NRG in all of our power teas.
If I was going back to college time, I don't know how many. Like, okay. If I was gonna take my SATs,
yeah.
I would, no question about it. I would pound one of these just before I took my SATs. And I'm not gonna say I guarantee because I should never say I guarantee. I bet that a kid's SAT scores probably go up 10% with taking one of these before an SAT. You know what I did back then? I ate Hershey bars.
Oh, with the chocolate.
With the chocolate,
yeah,
and the caffeine.
The caffeine.
And I felt that helped me. This is like having a chocolate bar, but like way better. And you don't get the crash.
No, you don't get the crash.
And you don't get the zits.
And it keeps you focused.
And you
just
don't get
keeps
the zits.
You,
nice, yeah. Jimmy, nice.
Well, the weight from the chocolate
weight.
Bars.
Yeah.
Yeah. No freshman 15 here. We have a lot of college students that have our tea. Our sister store, Splendid, in Beverly, which is near Endicott College, Borden College, and Montserrat. Lots of college kids go in there and get their teas and their shakes. Lots of athletes are in there from Endicott.
My daughter Eloise, huge, huge fan.
Yeah.
Huge, huge fan. Well, first thing she did, we came back from college, said, we got to go see Faye and Nick from Bravo.
Yeah,
She loves Nick. Nick is a good buddy.
And she came in the other day for one of our power teams.
She did?
Yep.
Without me?
Without you. She came in with
with her own dive? She came with her own dive?
No, she put it on your credit. Just put it on my dad's account.
No,
yeah.
I got away from that. There's no more of my... I'm not doing club credit because I get cleaned out. I keep the thing in my pocket.
My daughter's still doing that.
So I can control it.
Yeah.
Keeps
the card in.
Yeah. I'll buy them. By the way, whenever the holidays come around, she does the specials. If you don't get the little bonus things, you're a crazy person.
And we also sell all of our product for home use. Like you guys know, you have your power tea stuff at home. Caitlin makes her own teas at home. We have the product to make the shakes at home that if you can't get to Shore Nutrition or if you can't get somewhere where you could get a healthy smoothie, all of our protein is really great tasting and it's really healthy and great for you.
On a Sunday morning when you're closed.
Yep. That's the biggest thing we sell. Saturdays we sell a lot of those kits.
Yes, because especially if you're going to get after it and you need a boost the next morning, again, no better thing. There's a reason why it is so popular, and when we go there in the morning, there's a line of people funneling right through there, and it's all the same. And the people, testament to why it's so good, it's the same people, because once you try it once, you get it, and then you come back.
We have a great regular clientele. We love it. We love all the people that come in. We've had a great time in the last 2.5 years that we've been there, sharing, our health.
And you do a lot of stuff for the community, too. I know that you arrange a lot of different things. You did like a pop-up little tour that go to different
downtown.
Yeah, we did that for the Business Women's Committee. So that was really important for us to just get everybody aware in Gloucester that there's so much downtown to offer and there's so many women in business that are downtown just to, promote all of us. And
How's the road work going?
The road work's kind of stopped, which it was a little tough during that time, but they've got to get the stuff done. The gas company was there.
Absolutely.
They were really nice. They were accommodating to us. We were accommodating to them. They got it done. It needed to be done.
So is it done?
That part of it is done. I don't know if they're coming back later, but for the winter time, they're done.
I got you.
So there's plenty of parking on Main Street. There's also plenty of parking on Rogers Street. The parking lot's behind there. You just got to walk up the street a little bit. Just get that exercise in. Just take a few more steps.
There you go.
That's good. But, we hope for great things for Gloucester. There's a lot going on downtown, and we're hoping that it grows, and we're hoping to attract people to our city, because it's just such a great city.
There you go. This is my topic here. I'm going to ask this. Are you sure this is my topic? What would you do if you were single and your dog barked relentlessly at your new boyfriend?
Yes, that's you.
Yeah.
Was I drunk when I gave it to
you? Yes.
Can't say.
Do you
have a dog?
I would say yes.
No, I don't have a dog. What?
Oh.
I would say yes. You were out.
Yeah? So what would you do? Okay, so you are single. By the way, Faye is single and Nicole Schraft are both single and available.
Wadsworth.
Huh? Oh, Nicole Wadsworth. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
You gotta start.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Miss Nicole, by the way, was Ariana's preschool kindergarten teacher, right?
Did you say Miss Nicole?
Miss Nicole. That was her name.
Okay, so do you have a dog?
I don't.
Okay, but okay, say you did have a dog.
I did have a dog. She passed away a few years ago.
And if you and what would you do if your dog barked relentlessly at your oh, I know what this is.
New boyfriend.
I have to explain the backstory on this.
Please do. Okay. I mean,
please.
So what would you do? So say you met a guy.
Yep.
And you really like the guy, and you bring him home, and the dog just like is aggressively barks at this particular guy.
Uh-huh.
Like. What happens in that case? Like, does the dog go or does the boyfriend go?
Dogs have really good instincts.
Right.
So I would take the advice, I think, of my dog. And just kind of, be a little cautious about this new person in my life. And,
so there you go. Another dog ruining another person's potential life.
That's why we don't have dogs where we are, because I'm just afraid if she gets a dog,
the lady just disgusted. She just overheard me talking. She saw me say something negatively about a dog, and she's completely horrible.
Yeah, I love dogs, but, you know, and they do. They have great instincts. They have really good instincts. So trust,
Ken Lawler,
trust
the
your
legend.
Dog. Trust your
How
dog.
How you
doing,
buddy? Dude, look at me. What? Ken says you look good. You've been sick? Yeah, nice. Thanks, Ken. You
no, he's been
good,
drinking
buddy.
Smoothies and shakes.
There you go. All right, buddy.
I would have to take that under consideration. Serious consideration.
So the man goes, the dog stays. See, this is the whole thing. Like, so this all dovetails into my sister and her family, and my niece has the dog. Which it's a puppy, and the dog weighs about 75 pounds.
Yeah,
and
wow,
she moved to Indianapolis. Felicia was in Naples. My brother-in-law was in California, and we were gonna have the holiday in Gloucester. So they probably spent $7,000 extra to mobilize the dog to Gloucester. Barry flew from California to Indianapolis,
right.
Rented a car, then drove the dog
to Gloucester.
Felicia flew up from...
That's true.
It's a true story.
Why I know is I was part of that...
Moving
around. Wow.
Jimmy had to go back and forth.
They couldn't board the dog just for a few days?
No.
It would have been cheaper to board the dog.
It'd be silly to think that you could board the dog. No,
okay. Would you board your brother? You know, he's part of
this
the family.
Dog is, in their eyes, this dog, I'm telling you right now, if there was a decision that it was life or death, and the dog had to go, or Joey Shimotaro had to go,
see ya.
It was nice knowing everybody. I really loved it.
Love
knowing you
dog.
All.
It is
Pat
a beautiful...
and Jimmy have the keys to the kingdom as far as Good Morning Gloucester. You heard it here. It's on tape. That you know, I'm betrothing them the Gloucester Good Morning Gloucester
it's
Empire.
It's a beautiful dog, though. Beautiful dog.
I'm sure. Dogs are great.
Yeah.
But they do rule your life sometimes.
That's the situation here. Yeah.
So are you familiar? So what kind of skincare regimen? What do you use for skin lotion?
What do I use for skincare? So I use Herbalife has a lot of skincare. So I use their cleanser.
Okay.
Their eye cream and their moisturizer.
It came from the back here.
Okay.
Yeah. So I definitely they have a CBD oil that I put on as well underneath. But also I've been doing this new thing.
Are you on with what Kate's using, the snail juice?
No.
You're not using the snail cup?
No, not using that.
Can you put up the graphic pack?
No.
So Kate
scrubbing
is,
with,
Kate
oh,
is
geez.
Now on to this, and Kate's skin is flawless. But she uses your hand creams, I know that.
Oh my God, it's
which
wonderful.
Which is amazing. But for her face, she uses snail mucin, which is snail secretions. Which she credits her flawless facial skin. So, yeah, big.
Well, it's working. She's beautiful.
She's working. So you're not in. You're not in on that. Yet.
I'm not in on that yet. I'll have to look into that. No.
You're gonna look into that.
I'll have to look into
There's that.
That.
There's that.
Great. Now it's going to be a run on snails.
Oh my God, that's gonna sell out in 2 seconds. Now.
Oh yeah, it's big. So
find a snail and squeeze it. Get that.
So tomorrow.
Snail secretion. Okay.
Snail secretion. Okay. That's her.
We're putting secretion on our skin now.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
This is her. It's her secret, and she's done. She's
does
done
she
tremendously
keep her mouth
well. That's terrible.
I'm like.
Hey, that's terrible, Faye. Beer and Burger Night is coming up.
Oh.
That's Thursday night.
Right.
So we have what's our new regimen? Just Tuesday night? Is the new jingle thing on Tuesday night yet?
No, not yet, but it's going to happen.
So Wednesday night, we have Wing Night at Oak to Ember.
Right.
Thursday night, we have $20 beer and any beer in the case. And smash burger,
right?
And three different types of burgers.
Yeah, three type burgers
at Minglewood,
right? And then Friday night is go find Nicole over at
the Rum Line. Friday night for live music.
They've got music and they've got some food there and everything.
Yeah, and again, Nicole Wadsworth is single and ready, willing, and able.
Yeah,
that's the latest.
Nicole, who needs a dating site?
Listen.
Oh, don't.
You can't. Listen, that's like, what's the thing when you go to the hospital and they can't.
The HIPAA. Right.
You can't talk about people's. You can't talk about people's dating apps, Jimmy.
No, I'm not talking
about. There's HIPAA laws regarding dating apps now.
I'm just saying that people are looking into them.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, so there's that. So yeah, we're gonna be here till 2 p.m. today.
Yep, we're gonna be here till 2. We're serving up power teas and meal replacement shakes.
So nutrition power teas, part of every. There's Rick. Hey Rick, by the way, Rick, I gave you a huge shout out about 15 minutes ago. If you go back in the tape, huge shout out.
So hi, Lucia. How are you?
So there you go. All right. Oh, I never printed out the. Our thing.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we do. We're gonna while Faye's still here. One more topic. The top 25 roachiest.
Oh, I don't know if I'm gonna do this.
Put the graphic up. Top 25 roachiest cities in the United States. This is
roachiest.
The most roach infested cities in the United States. So we have a graphic for this.
You mean there's a poll? There's a study being done?
God, I'm going to vibrate right now. I'm vibrating right now.
Oh, there it is.
Fucking vibrating.
Oh, boy.
She just completely ruined the bit. Oh, that's it. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it next time because for some reason this is not going to. The memo did not get sent. Although On Point Pat, it has been tremendously on point, so we're gonna give her a pass on this one. No,
just,
don't worry about it. We'll get
just
to it
this one,
time.
Pat.
So we're at Short Nutrition. Short Nutrition's pop up here in Cape Ann, Wyoming, until 2 p.m. Come on down and visit us. We're also having a pop up. I'm gonna just go to camera 2.
You got it.
All right.
Thank you,
I'm going to go behind there.
You go behind and help us. Yeah.
Come on, join us today.
Ready? Yeah, I'm going to try.
Thank you, buddy. We have our vests for $35. We have our quarter zips for $55. These are incredible quality. And they are also, if you buy any quarter zip today, you get a free hat. We have a special on hats today. Mix and match any three hats for $60. And we have belts. Oh, hold on, I gotta get these belts because you gotta see. These belts are absolutely awesome. Oh, don't pull.
I'm not pulling. I'm just giving you a little leeway here.
Thank you, Pat. These belts right here, if I get the focus. If I can get that focus. Is that focus, Jim?
No.
super focused.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. We've got these belts right here, which are lightweight. They don't pull your pants down. And we've got the tuna. We have tunas and lobsters as well. So, and 10% of all sales today are going back to the Cape Ann YMCA. So, we hope you we'll see you today.
It's gone out of focus. There it is. Pop back.
Yeah. It'll grab Jimmy. Thanks, Pat. So come on down. Can you put up the link to Gloucester Apparel one time before we end? How are you? Nice to see you, Marissa. Show Nutrition's having a pop-up. Gloucester Apparel's having a pop-up. And I'll put up a cute QR code right here. Right here. These vests, if you scan that QR code, they're $35. These quarter zips, $55. And these quarter zips, $55 as well. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for coming and helping me out today.
Listen.
We're going to be here till 2 p.m. today. Come on down to hang out. And
you got to come down to the Y. Come and get a membership.
YMCA is amazing. And thank you to Arena for hosting us today. And hope to see you soon. All right. What music should we go out with, Jimmy?
Let me see.
We haven't done Annie Brobst for a while. Want to do Annie Brobst?
Yeah, let's do Annie.
Annie Brobst leading us out. Bye.